Well, anyway, we've got a summer film camp. Film is one of the ways that we get together these days. And we have a young lady here, who's Barbara Morgan, is going to fill us in on all of the things that we need to know about a summer film camp to which you might want to send your kiddos. And you've got a little kiddo in the background there. What's her name?
I have. That's my daughter, Hannah. She has actually been through camp, film camp.
So. Oh, really?
She has, yeah.
Well, maybe we should bring Hannah over here to the microphone. Hannah, come on over to the microphone.
Hmm? You scared?
No, she didn't. Okay. Well, anyway, so we've got a summer film camp coming, and it's a part of the Austin Film Festival, and you're affiliated with that and the summer camp, so fill us all in.
I am. I'm with the Austin Film Festival, and we've been doing this camp for 14 years. We're doing the camp this year down at St. David's, right downtown, and the kids can do pretty much everything. It starts from 9, goes through 18, so we can take them as young as 9. And
oh, that's the ages. They can start at age 9 or all the way up to 15.
Right, all the way up through 18.
18.
And in fact, they make a film in each session, and it's groups of kids get together, and they literally do everything. They shoot, they act, they write the scripts, they pitch the stories just like they would have to in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, you know? Yeah.
And then they direct them and edit them and put the music to it, and at the end of camp, each camp session, they've got their own films. So
Barbara, tell me, can you think of a film that was made by somebody who was only a teenager?
That's a good
question. I think there are some, you know, but it's like these kids can come up with some pretty amazing things.
They do, and I think my guess is somewhere in a bottom drawer there's a VHS tape or an 8mm tape of something Spielberg did as a child.
Right.
So I think all of start.
And Linklater, you know, he was a UT student.
Right.
He was, you know, when he was making his first films, not long after that came Dazed and Confused, and the next thing you know, whoa.
I can't actually think of one right now. We just did an interview for our TV and radio show, actually, on Story that's on KUT. And Jason Reitman, who, you know, Thank You for Smoking and Juno and all those films, he was talking about making films with all his friends when he was in school. And so, everybody, I think, starts it. When they get the bug to make a movie, they got it, you know.
Getting the bug for the sake of the song.
That's it, and we'll help them fulfill that bug.
Okay, so we've got kids from ages 9 through 18 who are off school now, and they're looking for something to do, and mom and dad, if you want to send them to make some films.
Yep, we start next week. We go into August, and it's austinfilmfestival.com. They can find out. The camp information should be right on the front page. And we have everything from claymation classes to short film.
Oh, wow. You could get to make Gumby films?
You bet. I mean, they're actually really a lot of fun.
I'll bet. So, I'll bet.
So, yeah, we do those too. And like I said, we're doing it all downtown at St. David's. And the classes are 1 week or 2 weeks.
And there's lots of parking down at St. David's.
They have a parking lot, but we have a drop-off system. So
oh, I see.
They
so
can drop them off and then pick them up at the end of the day.
Right.
And it's a great space, and we love working with people at St. David's, so it's really, really a great opportunity for a kid who wants to get into filmmaking.
Now, maybe that parents want to find out a little bit more about it. Where would they go to check out more information?
AustinFilmFestival.com, and it should be right up on the front page on the slider on our website, and they can also just call our number, 512-478-4795, and we'll tell them all about it.
And again, that's
512-478-4795.
Because I can tell you, a lot of people are driving in their cars and they're hearing that. Wait a minute. What was that? Where's my pen? You can't write while you're driving. So just if you say it one more time, then they might remember.
I sure will. 512-478-4795 and AustinFilmFestival.com.
That's what they can remember. Yeah. On AustinFilmFestival.com, and you'll find out everything you need. And so thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Fare you well, Hannah. She's a cute little girl.
Yeah, first day out of school.
Now, how did she wind up with red hair when you're a blonde?
I don't know, but you know what we're going to find out, because we're going to Ireland next week.
Oh, wow.
She's going to meet more of her people.
Oh, my goodness. Ireland has lots of redheads and lots of blondes and lots of black-headed Irish, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I loved going to Ireland. I might even see you over there.
Really?
I'm kind of halfway thinking maybe.
I can't wait to go. I just saw a Groupon trip.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah.
I came upon this information, I heard, what? That was pretty stunning. A statistic that said that only 65% of Americans take vacations away from home, which I thought, wow, really? And so I looked up some more information, and this is from the Gallup poll. And it says that it basically has to do with wealth, how rich you are. If you're a poor person, if you make less than $20,000, well, of course, you're probably not going to go on vacation. Mm. But you, if you make between $20,000 and $29,000 or $30,000, about 44% of the people go on vacations away from home. And if you make up to $50,000, then 57% of you will go on vacations. But if you make over 75,000, 90% of you will go on vacation.
Wow.
So it has to do with how much money you make and how much you can afford to do.
They do a poll on almost anything.
Oh, you name it.
Yeah.
And statistics all lie, so there are exceptions.
Well, I would argue that travel makes you richer. So.
It does. It does. It does. So go. Experience other cultures.
Thank you.
I'll tell you a story from when I was in Ireland. This is really funny. This is back in the days when I used to gallop around like a goat. There was a... We were there, and there was a redheaded lady who was leading the tour, and just like Hannah over there. And we were in Ireland along the coast, along the western coast, and just spectacular views down the cliffs to where the sheep were being washed in the ocean and everything. It's just spectacular. And we stopped, and it's greener than green, so green, unbelievably green. And the sheep are so white in contrast to the green. And there are rocky rocks around. So we were out looking around, and I was climbing from rock to rock and bounding from one rock to the next. And, you know, there were a lot of really old people on this tour, too. So I felt like, oh, my God, what kind of a tour am I on? So I was constantly taken off from the other people. Now I'm as old as they are. But anyway, when I was jumping from rock to rock, I slipped. Oh, no. And I fell into a generous pile of the bright, orangest sheep that I ever could imagine. And I was covered with it. It was all squishy and mushy and smelled to high heaven. And I had to get back on the bus. And Hillary, who was the redheaded gal who was leading, said, no, over there. Over there by the door. You know, so they made me stand in that little well there by the door.
No.
Yeah, and then when we got out of the bus, because everything is on schedule, you must do everything right when it's scheduled.
Uh-huh.
We had to take the group picture, as soon as we got off the bus. So there I am stinking to high heaven. And when you see the picture, everybody that's close to me, I was put on the end. They're all leaning away from me. Anyway, so beware when you're bounding off of the rocks on the high cliffs in Ireland. You might just wind up in a
John, room. If you have that picture, you should put it up on your Facebook.
Okay, only I had to do Facebook. But anyway, thank you so much. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
And see you later, Hannah.